Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Well, we had a wonderful assignment. It was really one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
And here it is.
There
are never enough I love yous. Each time you see the color red, say I love you. Each time you see the color pink, say I love you twice. Each time you see the color blue, say I love you three times. When you feel grateful, say I love you. When you find something beautiful, say I love you. When you feel disappointed or uncertain or lonely or irritated or misunderstood, say I love you. What does it feel like to go through life in I love you?
I just love that second part of it, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. There's no occasion not to say I love you.
Yes. Nothing that we need to leave outside love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, good morning. It's Jessica from Boston.
Hello, Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Hello. I'm so excited I got on. This assignment was like at the perfect time for me. I've been dealing with some, or dealing doesn't sound like the best word, but I've been having an opportunity to practice with some really, really, what feels like really intense karma around love and jealousy. And I was like having lots come up yesterday and had this huge cry and crazy sensations in my body and felt was having this moment of like, I just wanted to stop, and got the assignment and it felt really good to just say I love you over and over and over again.
You know, there's an expression in Zen that I think we don't use very much, which is kind of too bad. Maybe we need to use it more. And that is burning away karma, which is what you're describing. I mean, basically, there's this huge karma that gets triggered, and everything in ego jumps on it to do something about it, change it, fix it, make it wrong, make you wrong, just do something. And what you're doing is what ego does not want us ever to do, which is you're sitting still to it, basically. I mean, even though you're up moving around, but you're sitting still through it, allowing it to be there, to be what it is, and by not acting out of it, it burns itself out.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping, trusting, feeling. My body has literally been shaking for the last 24 hours, like, and it's pretty wild. And I had this really intense but beautiful moment this morning, and like the tears just keep coming, which feels unusual for me and feels vulnerable for conditioning. But I've just been letting it come and letting myself sob and letting myself feel these feelings. And I had this really big moment today where I decided to actually call my companion in the middle of it to say, here, this, I want you to hear what's happening, instead of going to conditioned mind, which really wanted to be upset with him about something that conditioning thought had triggered these sensations. And I'm in this place of, like, I think I was reading the last night, the Be the Person You Want to Find book, and it was just about, like, maybe this energy isn't about the content, even though it really feels like it right now. So having this moment where the content happened, the sensations, I don't even think it was actually in that order, but coming to places like, no, I'm just feeling this right now, and it seems like it's connected to this content, and then the voices come flooding in to, like, try to decimate me and to just be like, wait, maybe this is just energy.
Yes, yes. And the next step, which is the one that it sounds like you're taking, is to be able to say to somebody else whom conditioning would want you to believe is the cause of all
mm-hmm.
of this. Right? If
yeah.
he would just, then I wouldn't, and it mm-hmm. would be. And to be able to really know, and even to be able to say to someone else, I know this has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Okay? This is my stuff. This is my karma. It's being played out very, very, very near you. Okay, but
yeah.
I am clear that this has nothing to do with you, so please don't take it on, because that's just really going to muddy the waters that I'm trying to let settle.
Yeah, it's helpful to hear that, because I said I want to share this with you so you just have a sense, and I'm just telling you that I feel really fragile right now, even though I know I'm being so incredibly brave and strong, and just asking you to be really tender with me. and it felt really good to communicate that and to be like, it's not wrong what I'm feeling. And I'm actually having this place of, I think I actually want to talk to the her who is, in conditioning's mind, the reason for all this jealous feeling, a friend of his. I can see past situations. I've had these really big memories come up this week through all of this to remind me when I've seen this in the past, but be at this place where, like, oh, I have all these practice tools and support that I know what it is now, and I don't have to be angry with her or him. And so it's occurred to me that perhaps I can actually have this conversation with her.
Yes.
Right. Guidance, please.
I'm never supportive of bringing more people into our karma than just absolutely have to be there. You know, it's that thing that people get into of, I need to go back into the past and apologize or make it right with all
yeah.
of these people. That works for some folks. To me, it's a very dangerous avenue because the assumption is there that the other person is going to be open to it in some way.
Yeah,
and
true.
So
She's sort of in the mix now. That's why I'm like, it comes up when I'm with her because she's like very close with him. So I see her all the time, and so I'm having these feelings while she's around. That's why it's come up of like, you know.
Yep. I hear you. And of course, the wonderful thing about having our own experience is that we get to have our own experience.
I just
want to be the voice of caution that says very often resolving issues within ourselves gives us a lot less to deal with down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can resolve something inside of us, but if we have brought other people into it, they're liable never to resolve it in them. And then we get into that place of, why can't she just let it go? I've moved on. Why can't, you see?
Yeah,
so, and it also occurs to me, I don't know if you've ever seen this movie, and I haven't seen it in many, many years, so I could be totally off the mark with this, but My Best Friend's Wedding?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It might be a good training film about now, for the kinds of the kinds of things that can happen when we get into these situations and start letting karma make decisions for us.
Yes. Well, and I've been cautious because I know it's conditioning pattern to be like, well, and if you just do this, then it will go away. But I've seen over and over again that it just opens up a whole other can of worms usually for me and God knows with the other person. it's a slippery slope.
I think that's where I'm getting confused.
Okay, so I'll practice this.
So, Jessica, here's the thing, and I know you know this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You could either pay a lot of money for the workshops and the therapy to get to the other side of this, or you could take advantage of every time you're with her to say, all right, I'm in the workshop. This is the therapy. I need to pay really close attention to what's happening with me right now. Mm-hmm. And use it as an opportunity to step back from all of that stuff that gets revved up in the situation and really to disidentify, get that distance so that you can be watching it and not believing it.
Okay. That's a pep talk I needed to hear.
Good. All right.
So
yeah.
With that and lots of I love yous.
Yes, tons and tons and tons of I love yous. And nobody needs to know that we are showering them with I love yous.
Right.
That's really none of their business.
Right, the energy is just there.
The energy is there, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Let me know.
Oh, and happy birthday. I didn't get to say it the other night. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Gotcha.
Take care. Gotcha.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thanks, Ashwini.
You know, Sherry, the what dropped in as you were having that conversation was one of the responses to the email class that I read this morning where someone was writing in about grief and the desire to run away from it. And the response was, you can never run away from it. You cannot run away from anything. But any experience, any human experience is adds such richness to our lives if we don't hand it over to egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
if we accept the gift that it is.
Yes, that emotion is a human experience. Grief is a human experience. In other words, that is the
jealousy.
That's what arises emotionally because that's karma.
Yeah.
And the ability to be with it in I love you or compassion or just in simple acceptance is what we're learning to do. Not run away from it, not avoid it, not want
fear it
in our lives.
Yeah, not because that's what ego does. It makes us fear being human.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that we have to resolve it, fix it, move away from it, avoid it. And I think we were looking at this earlier. It's unhappiness arises from wanting it to be different than it is.
Yes.
The happiness is not a feeling. It's just that the acceptance that this is what I've got.
Yes, that happiness and acceptance are synonyms, and that that the happiness that we're talking about is akin to equanimity, not giggling.
Yes.
Right? It's an enjoyment.
Yes.
It's an appreciation. It's gratitude.
Yes, it's an alive neutrality, it seems to me.
Yes, alive neutrality, yes. Ooh, that's very good. Yeah. All right.
Well, here's our next caller. You're live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Wow, I think that's me. My name's Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. Okay. I think it's you.
Okay, great. I really love today's practice focus about no to-do list, because I have spent my whole life being tyrannized by the to-do list. I've always called it the tyranny of the to-do list, and it's clearly been hijacked by conditioning a long, long time ago. So the thought of not even making a to-do list and letting life letting wisdom eliminate the non-essentials and life sort of guide me to what to do is really an eye-opening one. And, of course, I got hijacked again. I got hijacked today. Waking up, reading it, saying, oh, this is a great idea for today, and then conditioning coming in and saying, yes, but just check email first and just make this phone call first, and then it's kind of off and running, and all the things that life was kind of suggesting didn't happen. And then conditioning says, well, you've done it again. You
listen to me again.
Yeah.
You let me bamboozle you again.
Again, yeah.
And that's the point at which we bring it back to the one we were just talking about, which is, I love you. Thank you for that reminder. That's really true. Thank you. Yes, you were able to bamboozle me again, weren't you? So thank you for that. I'm going to put up a sign. Actually, I'm going to get some of that sticky gooey stuff, and I'm going to hang it from the ceiling over my bed, and it's going to come down so that when I open my eyes in the morning, it says, don't get bamboozled. Pick up your recorder.
Yeah. I did pick up my recorder, so I did do that. But then that was kind of the only thing that I did before getting bamboozled.
Uh-huh. So you listen to your recordings?
Well, I mostly make them and don't listen to them.
Oh, well, this is a big mistake.
Yeah, I know it is.
Not that there are any mistakes. We know that there are no mistakes.
Right.
But well, if there were a mistake, that would be it. Because what happens in that situation is conditioning just talks. And by the time it gets through talking, we're more identified with it than we were before we picked up the recorder.
Uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
What we want to do in that situation is make the recording that says, here's what I know. If I don't pay attention, first thing when I wake up, I'm going to get bamboozled. And I'll get pulled into doing all of those distractions that take me away from myself. So what's a priority for me in my life is to be present. I want to be here. I want to be grateful. I want to feel the love that is life. I want to get to experience all that a human being can experience. And in order to do that, I have to be here. So what I'm going to do, what I choose for my life is to, and then whatever that is for me, that's have my cup of tea and listen to my recordings. And then when I'm ready, meditate. And then if after that, I've had some inspiration, which of course I have, then I make a recording, and then I get on about my day.
And then when will you listen to that recording that you just made of your inspiration?
Oh, I listen all the time.
Oh, you do?
Anytime I'm not doing something that requires me to be doing something else. So if I'm walking, if I'm going from place to place, if I'm fixing my breakfast, if I'm driving in the car, if I'm wherever it is, if I'm not required basically to be in conversation with somebody else or writing an email class or that sort of thing, then I'm doing recording and listening.
Uh-huh.
And here's the thing that I would offer to people. I'm the happiest person I've ever known. Yeah.
So in other words, it works.
It works. That's why I can say it's not possible to be depressed and do recording and listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible to be anxious and do recording and listening. It's not.
Yeah, I believe it.
So I encourage
you
to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay.
You've got to listen. And the listening is what's going to help you see when you're listening to the voices of egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate and when you're receiving guidance from life,
mm-hmm.
when it's intuition.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't listen, it's very, very difficult ever to tell the difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, conditioning comes in and says you don't want to listen to that. You just recorded it, so you know what you said. You don't need to listen to it again.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the bottom line for everybody. That conversation has to end. That's why we do recording and listening. You could make a recording that said la 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 la. And if you listen to that instead of that crapola in your head, you would be light years ahead of where you are now. So
it is true.
Any conversation in the head is the one we are letting go. And any voice that calls you is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Stop
mm-hmm.
listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
It is always bad advice. It is always telling you something that takes care of it and is against you. So don't do that. When it says don't listen to that, you know, listen. If it says don't do that, do it. If it says you need to do that now, don't do it.
Yeah.
All right, good.
All right, I'm going to make a poster right now. I'm going to make a poster right now so that the first thing I see when I wake up is grab your recorder.
Let me
record and
let me know how it goes.
Okay, thank you so much, Sherry.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Carolyn. Wow, it's just such the truth. We fall for the voice that says no, and even though we know that what we need to do is exactly the opposite. And so it was yesterday's conversation to build that momentum towards paying such close attention and training ourselves to do exactly what is the opposite of conditioning or what life is encouraging us to do.
Yeah, yeah. There's that quote, and I can't remember who said it, somebody a long time ago, but it could actually be in the Bible, but the one about wondering why it is that I do what I don't want to do and I don't do what I do want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's the human conundrum right there, right? The answer to that is because I'm conditioned to listen to an egocentric, karmically conditioned, self-hating voice inside my head. And people have all kinds of ways of talking about what that is, but it all comes down to the same thing. You know, you're battling the devil, that force that wants to take your life away from you and wants you to live in this world of misery and is yammering at you nonstop trying to get you to do that.
Yeah.
So we just can't take it personally. That's just the way it is. Always has been. We can guess, always will be. As long as there are human beings, that's what's going to be happening.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. There's the acceptance of that experience without guilt, which leads us to an acceptance of something much more than that.
Yes, yeah. So if that's just the way it is, you know, what we're up against with ego, you know, if you decided it is wrong to have darkness every day, it's wrong. This thing called night, it shouldn't happen. It just, and it's happening to me day after day after day after day. What is the matter with me? Why is this happening to me? Why can't I have daylight all the time? If I were the right person, it would be daylight all the time. And we would say, that person needs help, right? They need to talk to somebody, maybe spend a period of time somewhere where they can't hurt themselves or anybody else, right? Because they are what is called, what we would call crazy, right? Because they are believing something that is absolutely not true. And that's where we are as egocentric, karmically conditioned, self-hating human beings. We are just that crazy. We are taking something personally and believing something that if you open yourself to it, you realize people have been talking about this for as long as there have been people. People have been telling us what it's like to see through it, to get to the other side of it. They've been demonstrating and talking about what it's like to be caught in it. It's all human beings talk about. And everybody acts as if they're the one who invented it and they're the only one experiencing it. It's crazy.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, it truly is. And we have to stop it. We just have to, I mean, unless we want to live our lives in a soap opera, in an ego soap opera. If we do, then we need to keep doing this. But if we want out, then we have to recognize what that nonsense is in the head, realize that's not me. I don't want to live my life in an egocentric soap opera. What else is possible? How do I get here? How do I stop taking that personally? How do I realize that everybody's going through exactly the same thing and we have a choice not to do that? That's what the Buddha taught. Okay? Suffering happens. You don't have to suffer. There's a way not to suffer, but you have to choose it.
Mm-hmm. And it's a process.
And it's a process. Exactly so. I wrote something to somebody this morning that I really liked. I said, if you grew up speaking German and suddenly you're in France, you're not going to be able to speak the language. You're not going to know what anybody's saying, and you can't say anything to them, right? But what you know is you need to learn French. You don't throw yourself into a pit of self-hating despair because everybody else speaks French and you don't. You know you can learn to speak French. That's exactly what this is. It is a process. We suffer because we're caught in this system. But there's a way out of it. We just have to practice our way out of it. It's not terminal,
yes.
Although for most people it will be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that when you're that there's the awareness of what we need to do, which is to learn to speak French, but we stay in the self-hating despair of, well, I don't speak the language.
Right. What's the matter with me? They all speak French.
Mm-hmm.
I don't speak French. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Instead of, well, of course I don't, because I didn't grow up speaking it. They know it. It's possible to learn it. I learned one language, I can learn another. We learned to listen to this self-hating nonsense. We can learn not to. It's really that simple.
Well, it seems like we have a time for one more caller, Sherry. So here's our next caller.
All right.
If
I can calm myself down, we can hear from one more caller. I get a little wound up. Who we got?
Well, next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oops.
Maybe not. Let me get someone else.
Right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Jeff in North Carolina.
Well, hello, Jeff.
Hello. I want to talk a little bit about those words, I love you. And I think we had a tweet, you know, Practice Everywhere tweet, I don't remember how long ago now, that said something like, I love you never gets old. And and that's my experience. It just feels so good. I mean, it's a great way to direct the attention to something I really, really want to focus on. I started looking for things that were blue. Find as much as I could, you know, blue, pink, and red, just so I could see it more.
yeah.
I'm just past a little blue mark on the pavement as I'm walking along. And it really is that simple, you know. It really is a matter of just saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. And, you know, it just, it really takes me right there to love for, it's just love. It's like, doesn't have to have an object, but it can have an object. You know, it can be love for this being or anybody else, but just being in love. It's just really, really nice.
It's really, really nice. And as you're saying, it's something that we can look for, a la the exercise. We can look for opportunities to express it. And as we get into that, as we get familiar and comfortable with that, we realize, well, everything is a worthy recipient.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because what we get very quickly is, well, I don't know what's happening with anybody else, but I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm in love.
Yeah, and I'm quite sure that I'm a much nicer person to be around in those circumstances.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Because I doubt that you can be saying I love you inside your own being and mm-hmm. not have other people pick up the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just betting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and because it's not possible to, you know, experience to love this being and hate somebody out there. Those two things can't happen at the same time.
Right.
So love is just love. There's only one process going on at a time, at any time. You know, so either I'm in some karmically conditioned process of fear, you know, or resentment or judgment or whatever, or I'm present in the moment, you know, actively participating in life rather than, you know, being going along inside a program, you know, inside the matrix. And I really love to participate in love, you know.
Yeah.
I love gratitude as well. I love joy.
It's just
any
so
of those
much
work.
Happier, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's just so
but love
so
feels
much
particularly
happier.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's because it's what we are.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why it feels so good. Now, that's one of the many, many things I do not know. But I suspect it strongly, and it certainly feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. It really does. It just has that, just that resonance inside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just like relaxing and, you know, instead of I have to figure it out, I have to get it right, the world is a dangerous place, you know, what I'm the wrong person, and all that mental stuff. And then the body reacting to that with, the sensations of fear in quotes or whatever, you know, kind of in survival mode, me against the world, then, you know, the other option is to feel utterly connected.
Yes.
And part of everything.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And when you said that, I thought, well, no wonder the world is a dangerous place. Look at where we're living, right? If we're living inside all of that negativity and closed and the self-hating judgment, well, how can the world not be a scary place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and of course, what we've noticed is you get enough people.
Sherry, are you still there?
Sherry?
Yeah.
Sherry, we lost you for a couple of seconds there.
Oh, hang on. Am I back?
You're back.
Whoopsie. Oh, good. All right. Well, here I am. I don't know where I went blipped out, but maybe it all hung together.
I mean, we missed most of it, but I'm sure it was wonderful.
Thank you, Jeff.
Whatever it was.
I'll tell you, I was having a good time. So there's that.
we were all living in that I love you.
Yes, yes. And I think the only point I wanted to make is that the world seems like a dangerous, scary place because we live in conditioned mind, and it's a dangerous, scary system. And so it's true, when you get enough people living in that dangerous, scary place, bad stuff happens. But it's not the world. It's not the world. It's conditioned mind. And I think it's just so important that we remember that, because otherwise we believe that that the world is inherently a scary and dangerous place. And it's not. And once we realize what is scary and dangerous, then we realize, okay, I don't want to participate in that anymore. I want my attention over here. I'm looking for blue and pink and red, and I love you even when it's lonely and confusing and scary and all of that.
Yeah, and what's amazing is that it's possible to go from one world to the other in a split second.
Yes. Yes, that is truly astounding, giving us ample opportunity to make our choice, right?
Mm.
Like we get to choose over and over and over and over, which is lovely because otherwise I suspect we just fall asleep and then slowly slide back into conditioned mind and not know that it happened. But this way it's so light room, dark room, light room, dark room, light room, dark room, and the realization that we really do have to stay awake and choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Well,
all right.
Thank
well,
you very
thank
much.
You. Pleasure,
bye,
as Ashley. Always.
Yeah, thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Jeff. And that brings us to the end of another show, Sherry. And here's our assignment for the day. Besides the noble art of getting things done, there is the noble art of leaving things undone. Wisdom of life consists in the elimination of non-essentials. Today, bring a different attitude of mind to your to-do list. Don't make one. Let life weed out the non-essentials and guide you through your daily tasks. At the end of the day, record a celebration of how perfectly life took care of the essentials. For your consideration, what got done was what life did that day. Record and listen.
And don't give up the I love yous.
And don't give up the I love yous. Deep gusher, Sherry,
right.
Thank you very much.
Gusher to you, Ashwini, and to everyone. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow. Go happy.
Go happy.